Hello, Audio Boo. This is Paul Hopkins, and we are here to talk or respond, really, to In Fairness, like Claire
Ryan
and her question about why it is that so many people that are in the VI world say that they're visually impaired within their Audio Boo bios. I'd like to make a couple of comments first. I don't know that then Claire will. The only reason I'm doing mine first is because I'm a forgetful sod and I'll forget what it was I was going to say, not because Claire is any less equal to me or anything like that. But anyway, I've seen this since about 2004 when podcasting started coming out, so well before Audio Boo came about. So, you know, you would have Blindcaster and Blind Tech, Blind Call Tech.
Why do people need to take... Blind in their usernames.
Blind Call Tech, Blind This, Blind That, Blind Gadgets, Blind Freak. But this is my story about why I chose VI podcasting, because I deliberately, my VI podcasting, the idea of that was to kind of put a spanner in the works and make people think of it, because people would say, oh, so what does that mean, visually impaired podcasting? You know, visually impaired podcasting. I was like, no. And they said, well, what does it mean then? I thought it could be various interests, visually impaired, very important, very involved. At one time I was doing quite a bit more stuff around my church, so Victory or something. And it could have been any number of things, really. Very interesting, indignant. Very indignant. Yeah. Any of those. So, and also it kind of lent itself towards... video as well, if I was ever going to do video podcasting. And I think I'd set up on Flick or something like that. I think I've got VI Pics or something like that. So I've used VI podcasting all from then on, but I don't think, apart from I did in my podcasting say that I was a vision impaired person and that I wanted people to know at that point, because back in 2004, because it was because I was doing what they used to call sound seeing tours. So that's what we do on Audio Boo all the time now. What we do is recording sounds on location and all that. It was harder to do that back then. So mine was all about sound seeing tours. So I'd go around to museums or places of interest and whatever. And so, yes, I would say that my podcast then was very much from a VI perspective, but it included loads of other things. It just included life that I was living, as does my Audio Boo now. So why, I probably would ask a similar question. I would not ever have gone for the Blindcast or Blindcasting or Blind Hoppo or whatever, using Blind Paul podcasting or whatever. I just wouldn't. But I don't know if it's a wrong thing. I think it really depends on if what you're wanting to portray out there. You know, are you wanting other people to listen to you and sort of think laterally, which is, I think, what my aim was, or are you wanting to say, well, I'm blind and proud of it, so they can jolly well know, or are you not wanting to speak to the wider community, as in a global sense at all, and you just wanted to attract more people with a visual impairment? So, you know, those are questions I'd ask around why it is that people are doing it or have done it. So, Claire, over to you.
Oh, I think, I mean, I don't know why people put blind in their usernames anyway. It's always been a bit of a...
And this is the bio as well.
To me. And bio as well, yeah. I think that in reality, a lot of these people live in a bit of a bubble. And I don't mean that disrespectfully at all. But I think a lot of these people go on to Audio Boo and Twitter and Facebook and the like... and a lot of them have come from the VI chat sites, so the old IRC clients, but also like the likes of Accessible Chat, as was old a long, long time ago, the Zone, BBS, places like that, where they've kind of hung out with other
blind world
people, and they then go
was
on
a
to
blind world. There should have been,
not to my knowledge,
global
but,
blind.
Oh, don't, yeah. And
blind sphere.
Hillary's blind. Oh no, they were. Yeah.
I mean, anyway. What was that thing? There's a games thing where people make these games. What are they called? Blind bat something. What are they called?
Well, there's loads of them, aren't there?
No, yeah, but it's a software. It wasn't even good stuff. It was. They basically made large versions of like Windows basic games, like the Noughts and Crosses and Solitaire. And there was some blind bat blind or bats. Something. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
But I think, and I don't mean this to sound, you know, kind of in any way derogatory towards people, but a lot of these people came from those both kind places. Of isolated sites, if you like, where there were predominantly people who are VI. And then they come into the online world, the mainstream online world, like Audioboo and Twitter and Facebook to a certain extent, but Facebook's a little bit more selective. And they follow all these people who have often come from similar sites or same sites, and they all know each other and they know of each other, etc. And then there are other people in the mix. But what they tend to fail to see, if you like, if you'll excuse the pun, is that these are mainstream sites that are visited predominantly by people who are not VI, but they don't take account of that because they just consider that the only people who are going to follow them are people who are VI. And so the blindness element doesn't, you know, it features.
It didn't stick out as much because it was within the VI community anyway. So
And so I think people do kind of feel the need that, you know, they say, oh, I'm blind. You'd assume that, but people say it kind of almost in the same way that people say, well, I've got blonde hair and blue eyes and, you know, and that kind of thing.
It really depends, doesn't it, on what your target is. I mean, like, there's things like I'm spasticus, isn't there? So you've got, that's the disability arts thing, isn't it? And you've got, I mean, you would find the same in within other elements of disability, or someone who's into fashion might there might be lots of people trying to come up with you know, fashion-y kind of names. I don't know. Like, I don't know, I can't think of any examples. I can remember shops back in the day called Just Jeans, which was fine until they started selling corduroys and trousers and wanted to sell sweatshirts. It was like, Just Jeans, oh, and corduroys and sweatshirts and T-shirts. But no, I think it really does depend on what you want to do. And the answers will be as many and varied as the just the theory that Claire and I have put out, to be honest. I don't imagine that there's going to be one answer.
But also, I don't feel the need to state that I'm blind. It makes no difference to me whatsoever. I don't have a photo on my picture as it goes. And so you wouldn't know by looking at me, for instance. Although I boo about guide dogs and things like that. But I don't feel the need to put that I'm blind on my profile. But there are people who do make friends through social media, like Twitter and stuff. And this actually came up in a slightly less broad context recently on Audioboo, where somebody posted that they were wondering whether they should put in their on a dating site, should they put on their dating profile that they are blind. And one of the responses that she had was, if you don't, then you're not being upfront about who you are. And so if you start chatting to somebody, then you're throwing them into a position where, you know, where they talk to you and they're not aware of who you actually are. And I'm not saying people are going to start dating on, you know, based on the fact that they've encountered each other on the internet or whatever, you know, on that basis. Uh-huh. But where was that? First time talking to you? Twitter. But anyway, It's not based on the fact that people aren't necessarily going to start dating, but people do form genuine friendships online. And if you are not upfront about something like a disability, for example, then people wonder what else you're not being upfront about and why do you feel the need to not tell?
Yeah.
And so although I don't necessarily...
How would you feel if someone else didn't disclose yet?
Yeah, and so although I don't feel the need to advertise it per se, perhaps it's easier to advertise it than to find a gap in a conversation to bring it up.
Okay, I agree, and I also think that in a way society has because perhaps VI people are doing more in society now, then the question becomes a wider one, which is all around that thing about dating, do you disclose? Like, for example, we've just put something up on FreeCycle, and we haven't told that there's no need really, but we haven't mentioned that that we're visually impaired. Because it wasn't really relevant, and I was just going to put it in because I wanted, you know, I was thinking, well, we're going to find it slightly more difficult to help the person, for example, lift the thing out of the thing, or that if I took a photo of the, to help them carry it to their van, although that wouldn't have been so much an issue. But when I took a photo of it, I wasn't 100% sure that it was a good photo. But in the end, I thought, we said, no, we're not going to tell them that we're visually impaired because it's not really relevant.
And I had a slight element of, well, I'm going to be here on my own.
And you're going to, yeah. Well, there was a bit of that as well. So perhaps the wider question is more about are we having to readdress this question because we're more likely to be more involved in society in general, and therefore has societal barriers broken down a little bit for us? That could change with PIP and less payment, and you know, less opportunity therefore for people to get out and stuff. But we are on social networks. We are on out and about now. We more perhaps we are more likely to use things like other social networks, such as Free Cycle. So you come into act with people like that, into contact. We are parents. We are some of us working. And so maybe there's more of a question around the way we're being seen in society, and do we need to think about how we portray ourselves, because we're no longer just being seen or heard or whatever by other visually impaired people, that in all walks of life we are interacting with the wider community, and there have been some instances on Audioboo where that's become very apparent, that suddenly you know, the sort of canopy of the VR world has been ripped off, and someone said, hello, all you lot in there, actually, you're part of a bigger community now. So we find some of what you're talking about and your behaviour is slightly strange. Or, you know, if you go out to a restaurant and you're not eating in a sociably acceptable way, and you know, if that's what you're comfortable with, then I guess that's your bag. But you know, if you're eating a Sunday roast with your fingers and things like that, and picking your nose and sticking your fingers in your ears and whatever your mannerisms might have been, is it, you know, you're not doing that in an isolated situation anymore. So, maybe that's the bigger question.
I knew there was a reason I didn't go to restaurants.
Well, because I pick my nose and put my fingers in my ears. Oh no, because you do.
Oi!
It's that farting thing. It's just not on, is it?
Yeah.
That's the guide.
I like to eat my roast chicken with my fingers.
Sometimes you have to.
Yeah.
Anyway,
drumsticks. You can't.
Drumsticks. You know. No, I don't. I don't even. I hate drumsticks.
Well, Nathan likes them, and he picks them up.
Anyway, more questions than answers, Claire. But from our little camp, and I'm sure it's a discussion that could roll. I hope it does. We will speak to you soon.
Yay.
Bye bye.
Bye.